This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Auckland today on a three-day state visit to New Zealand. She is visiting the island nation at the invitation of Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro. During the visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meeting with Governor-General Kiro and meet Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President will also address an education conference and interact with Indian community and friends of India. The visit will provide further impetus to India-New Zealand bilateral relations. The President is reaching New Zealand after completing her two-day state visit to Fiji. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has dissolved the Parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus as the head of the interim government. The decision to this effect was taken at a meeting President Shahabuddin held with the chiefs of three services and a 13-member delegation of anti-discrimination student movement at the Presidential Palace in Dhaka yesterday. President's Press Secretary Mohammad Joinal Abadin told media persons late last night that other members of the interim government will be finalized after consultations with various political parties. The anti-discrimination student movement that spearheaded the recent protests had earlier said that 84-year-old Yunus had agreed to head the interim government. Earlier in a major reshuffle in the top level of army, Major General Ziaul Ehsan was relieved from his post, while Lieutenant General M. Saiful Islam was transferred to the Foreign Ministry. In another development, following a unanimous decision made during a meeting between Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin and the chiefs of the three services, Bangladesh National Party Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia was released from house arrest. Meanwhile, incidents of violence were reported overnight in many parts of the country, and the death toll due to unrest since mid-July rose to 440. Non-essential staff and families of Indian High Commission in Dhaka have returned to India from Bangladesh on voluntary basis through commercial flight. Sources said all diplomats remain in the High Commission, and the High Commission remains functional. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Libya. The ministry had earlier imposed a travel ban on Indian nationals travelling to Libya on 23rd May 2016. The decision was taken in response to assessment of the prevailing situation in Libya. Government is planning to take the IT industry to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities of the country to ensure that every citizen gets the benefit of the IT revolution. Replying to supplementaries from the questionnaire in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State of Electronic and IT Jitin Prasad said the government has established 65 software technology parks of India, STPI centres, and out of which 57 are in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. He said government will take more initiative to increase connectivity in rural India and setting up IT hubs. Mr. Prasad said 54 lakh employment have been generated in the IT sector, and out of which 37% are women employees. The 10th National Handloom Day has been observed across the country today. On the occasion, an event has been organized at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi, and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is attending the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the nation on the day. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that he takes immense pride in the rich heritage and vibrant tradition of handlooms across the country. He added the nation also cherishes the efforts of the country's artisans and reiterates his commitment to be vocal for local. In cricket, third and final one international between India and host Sri Lanka will be played today at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. IST. In Paris Olympics today, Indian women's wrestling will have its biggest day when Vinesh Phogat participates in the 50-kilogram freestyle final, hoping to win a historic maiden gold medal for the country. Vinesh created history by becoming the first Indian woman wrestler to reach the final at the Olympics with a convincing 5-0 win over Cuba's Yusnelis Guzman Lopez in Paris yesterday. With this win in the semi-final, Vinesh guaranteed herself at least a silver medal. She will take on Sarah and Hildebrandt of US on Mat B. And that is the end of this news bulletin.